Not a single Republican candidate, not one, clearly and consistently supports a real path to citizenship. Now, you know, Senator Rubio actually helped write the 2013 immigration bill. Now he renounces it. They are all moving toward the extreme and away from the rest of America.
Unlike Clinton, who focused most of her attention on the Republican field, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and long-shot candidate former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley both centered on their Democratic rivals. On 2014's issue of unaccompanied minors crossing into the U.S. from Central America to escape crime and lack of opportunity, Sanders took aim at Clinton. He addressed the crowd via teleconference.
I was appalled that so many voices, including some within the Democratic Party, were insisting that large numbers of immigrant children at the border, caught in a humanitarian crisis, be sent back. The United States has an international responsibility to children and families seeking refugee status.
Clinton has defended the policy of returning minors, arguing it would deter families from sending their children alone on a dangerous journey. Martin O'Malley, who trails both Clinton and Sanders, used the platform to tout his own record on immigration reform as governor of Maryland. He scolded his Democratic rivals for placing politics before principle.
We're not going to achieve the deeper understanding necessary to pass comprehensive immigration reform or to shut down the deplorable practice of these expanding immigrant detention camps in our country by taking our cues from our pollsters.
O'Malley challenged Sanders in particular for voting against a comprehensive immigration bill in 2007. Sanders, who has since reversed his position, argued at the time that the bill would decrease wages for low-income workers. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.